I am far from ordinary, never been afraid of what people consider scary. This is the Far From Ordinary podcast, episode 2, back to back on that ass. Shout out to Anchor for providing the platform for podcasters such as myself, small timers, you know, just trying to make their way in the world. Shout out to everybody that's a part of Anchor. Shout out to Positive Vibes Podcast. I got your shout out. Appreciate that, bro. And shout out to Nick Diaz with the Nick Diaz podcast, man. Appreciate the love from y'all. That was dope. Shout out to everybody who listened to the first episode. I appreciate all the comments and the feedback. Everybody was saying they liked it. It was funny. Oh my God, you so stupid. I appreciate all of that. And I'm telling you niggas talking shit in the comments. We not going to do this. All right. All you niggas at the why is it so short, dog? Come on, bro. You gonna cut it off right before it get... Listen, dog. Listen. The reason why the first episode was so short, right, is because I just wanted to put something out there just to get a feel for podcasting. I wanted to get people a feel for me. It was just some gun... You know what it was? Episode 1 was just letting a few rounds in the air, dog. It's a new nigga on the block, baby. You know what I'm saying? Got to pull a yapper out and let a few rounds out. Let niggas know you taking over the block. And niggas better come with the 25% or it's something like that. That's what episode 1 was. It was something like basically what I was just trying to say. I didn't mean to get so aggressive just there. But yeah, man, grow with me, man. Stop trying to... Y'all niggas is always trying to rush the process, man. I hate you niggas, man. That's why all these chicks out here ready to pop now, because you niggas is always on go. Just chill out. Chill out. A shorty tell you God bless you and the Lord loves you, and you send her a dick pic. You niggas is always 18 steps ahead. You know, just chill out. Just chill out and relax. Grow with me. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to put something out there real fast just to give people a feel for it. That's all that was. So that's why that was so short. You know, as it continues to grow, I'm going to give y'all more content and more duration of time for the podcast and the episodes. All right? So, but nevertheless, I appreciate all the comments. I forgot to mention that you can also call in if you ever catch me live on the air. I probably ain't gonna take no calls though. I'm just not really too into that. But you can leave your comments or whatever. And if you don't want to leave comments here, you can follow me on Twitter at @TheRealC_A_. You can follow me on there. You can give me your feedback if you feel you like the podcast. You can let me know. If you don't, then you can let me know that too. You know, and you can pull up and do something about it. Shout out to everybody who's going out tonight. Please be safe, be careful, but have fun though. If you in the crib chilling tonight, you know, shout out to y'all. You got something nice rolled up. You know what I'm saying? I also have something nice rolled up before me that I'm going to spark in a matter of seconds. Shout out to y'all. Yeah, man, this is episode 2, Far From Ordinary podcast. Make sure y'all support, make sure y'all like, y'all share, y'all comment, y'all do all of that. Y'all make sure y'all put it out there and let these niggas know that I'm out here ready to take over and pull up with the motherfucking chopper and shut this shit down, you understand? I probably shouldn't joke about that. It's too many shootings that have been going on lately. You know, I don't want to put that in the atmosphere. So without editing that all out, just forget I said that. Y'all can just put that out your mind. It never happened. And yeah, man, episode 2. Let's go. Yo, we gotta pray for Tyrese. It's getting crazy. First of all, shout out to Tyrese who he won in court today, I think. He can now gets 50-50 custody of his daughter. So shout out to him for that. I don't know, man. You know what? I was just talking to somebody. I don't trust none of these celebrities, man. All these celebrities is weird. I think they be... I don't know, man. It just turned me off from the whole thing. Like, you know... Now, granted, no man should be kept from his child. if he's not a danger or a threat to that child. I don't think he should be or she should be kept from that. But at the end of the day, man, Tyrese, yo, you wildin', dog. You know, you doing the I don't know what the hell is wrong with this nigga. This nigga had a video of him supposedly, allegedly talking to Jada Pinkett Smith. I don't know if any of y'all seen it. First of all, I'm not. Why you got? He was on the phone apparently, and he put in the camera like the screen, his screen, and it said actress Jada Pinkett Smith. First of all, my dude, how many actresses do you know named Jada Pinkett Smith? Better yet, how many people do you know named Jada Pinkett Smith? Why would you put actress in, and then you spelt it wrong. You spelt it wrong. It wasn't even actress. It was artress. It was some crazy. You made up your own word. Like, you. This nigga Tyrese is like the ultimate troll, my nigga. Like, he is. Like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't put it. I mean, I know everybody trying to, you know, showing sympathy for, oh, pray for Tyrese. You know, mental health. And, you know, he's going through it and things of that nature. That's cool. But we not about to ignore the fuck shit just because you may be going through a situation, you know. And I get it, you know. And I guess now that you won this in, you know, custody of your daughter, that all the fuck shit is going to go away now, right? No. I think it's just, it's still going to be, Tyrese still going to make 18 blogs a day. He's still going to troll. He's still gonna go at The Rock. He just wildin', man. Tyrese is wildin'. This nigga really put actress Jada Pinkett Smith in the dunk. And then you lied and said they was gonna give you $5 million to stay off Instagram. I mean, listen, I don't put it past Will and Jada because I'm pretty sure they got well over $5 million to give away. But I don't think I never believed that from the jump. Like, when I heard that, I'm like, yo, he's bullshit. First of all, I immediately believed it was a lie when I seen the video and you put actress Jada Pinkett Smith. The fact that you had to even put Jada Pinkett Smith, you could have just put Jada. Ain't you supposed to be cool with them? Why don't you just, had her name as Jada. Or Jay, you know what I'm saying? That's how I'd have felt on some cool shit. Like, yeah, that's just Jay calling me, Jada. You know what I mean? Hold on, I gotta take this. You know, she be calling me all the time. Hold on. You know, that would have been me personally. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I don't trust none of these reports. And listen, I don't, and then on the flip side, I don't know if the reports about him abusing his daughter was necessarily true. I mean, I didn't follow the story too much, but I don't know, man. I don't know if that warranted him not being able to be around his daughter. I don't know. I just don't believe reports. I don't believe nothing that comes about these celebrities, man, at all. Especially reports, because y'all pick and choose what y'all want to believe anyway, you know. If a report came out that Beyonce kicked Blue Ivy down a flight of steps and broke her neck and their collarbone and her right torso, you know, nobody would believe it. Everybody would be in an uproar. Did I say right torso, my nigga? I gotta stop smoking weed. But y'all get the point, man. Pray for Tyrese. Unfortunately, he's one of us. You know, damn. You know, it is what it is. Alright, what are we gonna talk about next? Oh, yo, before we get into that, yo, shout out to the young king that I rolled past on Frankstown Avenue earlier today that was getting head in the whip, parked real proper like. I just want you to keep thriving, king, and your future is wild bright. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I see your work out there, young king. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing. This Meek Mill shit, I don't know how many of you are following up with it, but Meek Mills was sentenced to 2 years behind bars due to violation of his probation for, you know, riding his motorbike throughout New York City, up and down the block of New York. Look, man, I get that the vehicle wasn't registered, so, and how it's a violation, I think we all agree here. 2 years, that's just wild, harsh. I mean, you had the prosecutor, basically in the damn near in the defense of me saying, he shouldn't go to jail. You know what I'm saying? And to sentence him to 2 years anyway, that's just wild, crazy. And is it? And see, this is this is a black judge, by the way, if I'm not mistaken. I've heard. I think this is a black judge, so I don't think this is any has anything to do with race. If I'm wrong about that, somebody, get me right. But I do believe Meek's judge is black, and this is the same judge he's had on his initial case from way back when. So she's been handling all his situ, everything. Yeah, man, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how that warrants 2 years, and it's wild, crazy. But now we hearing all these allegations towards the drugs, allegations towards the drugs. The judge, that's it seemed true to me, from what I'm hearing, if what I remember reading, it turns out the judge and her friend, or her friend has a management company that she wanted Meek Mill to sign to, and he didn't do it. And allegedly she wanted Meek Mill to remake a old Boyz II Men classic, and also give her a shout out in the song. And Meek didn't do that, and that is rumored to be why he was sentenced so harshly. I'ma just go ahead and say this. I believe that shit 100%, 'cause only a black judge would ask you to remake a Boyz II Men classic. That's just I'm sorry, I believe it. That shit had me sold when I heard that, you know what I'm saying? And you should be ashamed of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Why would you want Meek Mill to fuck up a classic song like that anyway? So you just wanted him to fail regardless. You understand? And I don't know, man. Like I believe a lot of these judges are do shit like that, man. This shit ain't surprising me. All these judges is most of these judges is crooked, you know what I'm saying? They paid off and I don't trust none of these motherfuckers, man. But I'm hearing that that they're in the process of getting a new judge for his case. He's gonna get a new trial, I believe. So I believe I read that. So yeah, man, it look like shit is looking up for Meek Mill. Hopefully it does. Free Meek. That's just crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is the thing. We always want to complain about the systems once we in it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we all know the system fuck up. It's not fair. You know what I'm saying? You can see that from afar, dog. Don't get up in that shit just to realize and start complaining. Stay the fuck out the way. I mean, fuck going to jail. Fuck probation. Fuck lawyers. Fuck prosecutors. Fuck judges. Fuck juries. Fuck court. Fuck all that shit, dog. Stay the fuck away from that, man. That ass, man. But yeah, man, I'm gonna keep following up on this story, man, and bringing this back sometime. Yeah. Free Meek Mills. And, yeah, that's pretty much it on that shit. Moving the fuck on. Yo, that ass. Them white people over there at GQ made sure Colin Kaepernick's fro was fucking perfect. It ain't a strand of hair that's out of line. All them shits is standing at attention, perfectly groomed. They said, yo, this nigga fro is gonna get in order, and they got that shit in order, yo. Shout out to the good white people of GQ. And shout out to Colin Kaepernick for making the cover. I believe he was named, if I had some hand claps, I would applaud him right now. But I believe he was named the Citizen of the Year. I don't think anybody deserves it more than he do. Just for the stance he took and the impact it had. I see people on Twitter and just white people, some angry white people, that they feel like that J.J. Watt, another football player, superstar football player, who raised a lot of money and awareness for the hurricane that just recently hit. I don't know the name of the hurricane. There's so many fucking names. They all Katrina to me. But you know, whatever hurricane he raised money for, and he helped a lot of people out during that time. And that's cool, you know, that's commendable and that's respectful. And I'm pretty sure JJ Watt, his heart was in the right place. He did it for the right reasons. He's a good dude. but at the same time, that don't compare to what Colin did. Colin Kaepernick took a stand against the injustices in which he sees in America towards the minority group. You know what I'm saying? It's real easy to rebuttal the effects of a hurricane. The hurricane comes, it kills some people, unfortunately. It fucks up homes, it fucks up power, but we can rebuild that. We can restore that. You know what I mean? But how are we gonna restore four cops, you know, beating a man damn near half to death and they all getting off? How are we gonna restore that? How are we gonna restore a man who wasn't a licensed cop, didn't have no right to pursue Trayvon, and then Trayvon end up, how do we, and then he gets off, how do we rebuild that? It's shit like that. So I don't think that compares at all. Colin Kaepernick is also giving money, but he's not raising money. He's spending his own money. He spent $1 million of his own money from his own salary, you know, to, you know, help the, you know, it's just so much he's doing, man. And even the shit that you don't necessarily see, you still hear about it. You don't see Colin on Ellen. You don't see him on The View. You don't see him on Wendy, or you don't see him on all the on these major platforms that other most people run to get some clout and attention. No, he's doing all the same shit that these people are doing, but he's doing it behind the scenes. He don't need to be seen. He's doing it the right way. And I respect it. I just think what he's done is way more impactful. I think, and even, we're not talking about what JJ Watt did anymore. You know, we're not talking about the hurricane anymore, but we're still talking about Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. And see, people are talking about him taking a knee for, you know, disrespecting the flag. Let's be clear. In the beginning, he was sitting during the anthem. But he did go to an Army veteran to ask how he could be more respectful. And the Army veteran, who is also white, who also loves his country and the flag, suggested that Colin Kaepernick take a knee. So when people say he's disrespecting the flag or the country or the Army by taking a knee, no, he's not. That's something y'all are saying because y'all don't want to face what he's standing up against. And that is you white motherfuckers killing us and getting away with it and then going about y'all's fucking lives like we ain't shit, like we just like another fucking rodent. That's the problem. But I say all that to say, shout out to Colin Kaepernick, man. Like, he truly deserved the cover. That fro was fucking impeccable. We gotta give a shout out to the good people at GQ. It was the most glorious shit I've ever seen. So yeah, man. That's that. And you know, watching this season, and it's very clear, Colin is better than damn near 75% of the quarterbacks in the league. But man, that's neither here nor there. Oh my god, man, this shit is getting out of control. Yo, I don't know if y'all was listening yesterday, but I was talking about, you know, the sexual allegations that's coming out of Hollywood lately. You know, all these women ain't playing out here. They coming out of the woodworks reporting these niggas grabbing them by the puss and then, you know, and twisting their nipples. Women have just had enough. And it's now been reported that quarterback Jameis Winston, who denied these allegations, of course, but it was reported that he is alleged to have groped an Uber driver, or I think he groped somebody in the backseat of an Uber, one of those two. Either way, that's kind of wild, you know, especially if you're just groping Uber drivers while they operate in a motor vehicle. You know, you old freak. Yeah, man. You know what? I don't blame women, man. I don't. I ain't saying this to. I think about it like this, dog. Women have been getting offered dick since they was around 11, 12 years old. Probably before that. They all 20, 24, 26, 27. That's over 10 years of just nonstop consecutive dick offers. It's just dick everywhere. You know, they can't, it's dick all in their inbox, it's dick all in their messages, it's dick all on their timeline. They just can't escape from it. So, you know, I can understand why that dick would make chicks. That's why chicks don't like dick pics. You niggas think chicks don't be saying they don't like dick pics and secretly want them on the low. Like, they really borderline find them shits repulsive. You know, it's just like, you know, they women, they don't, I don't know, man. Yo, imagine if a motherfucker was just offering you something over and over and over that you just didn't want. You know, you'd be ready to shoot him. You understand? So, ladies, I understand. You know, all that dick in your face, you don't deserve that. You know, matter of fact, let me move back up because, you know, this isn't right. Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on. I told y'all, I'm real interested to see who all, because it's more that's going to come out, more celebrities, more stars, more athletes, more entertainers. It's all going to come out who's really out here just taking pussy and boy pussy, just raping, and you nasty motherfuckers is going to burn, y'all all going to fall, and fuck all of that, because you niggas have been hiding in the woodworks for far too long. It's about time that all you motherfuckers get exposed, you know what I'm saying? And you niggas get all these TV deals and these movie deals, and y'all sitting up here taking pussy and raping girls on the casting couch, you know what I'm saying? And using your power and your influence, you know what I'm saying? And your status, you know what I'm saying? To intimidate, and that's just fucked up, you know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. So, and plus, like I said, I'm totally an advocate for white people getting in trouble. I love it, but this time, Jameis Winston, he's one of us. So I just hope the allegations aren't true. You understand? I hope he really wasn't groping on Uber drivers while they was going through the intersection. I hope that's just an ugly sight, Jameis. I hope he wasn't doing that, because they just, you just totally unprepared for a groping situation while you're driving. You know, it wouldn't. What if he was on the parkway too? Like, that's like the perfect time to take advantage of somebody, but it's also wrong. So I just hope that isn't true. But as the rest of you white movie executives, you white actors, fuck all y'all. I hope y'all all get caught in trouble, and I hope it all come out, and I can't wait to see. Like I said, it's gonna be more, and I'm all for it, man. But you motherfuckers gotta stop being so nasty, man. Stop groping on these women. Stop rubbing your dick on against them and thinking they like it. They don't like that shit, man. Like, they really don't. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know. It is. Just, you know, you just gotta be more mindful. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, that's all it is. Let's just be respectful of these beautiful black queens out here, and you know, let's keep our hands to ourselves, and you know. Let's, you know, it's nothing wrong with thinking about grabbing a pussy. If you want to, if you think about grabbing it, it's like, damn, I wish I, you can keep that to yourself, but you don't really got to act on it, my nigga. You know, it's a thing called self-control that we all should practice more, you know? So, right on. Free all the scammers and boosters. Well, that's locked up north right now. Allegheny County. I want y'all to hold y'all heads, you know? I want y'all to know we miss y'all heavy out here. It's gonna be a hard holiday without y'all. We know how y'all give it up. We know how y'all make it happen for us. So I just want to take time out to appreciate y'all, all of y'all have done for the community. Yeah, streets is hurting without y'all. So I just wanted to give it up one time for y'all, let y'all know that we ain't forgot about y'all out here. Y'all hold y'all head. You understand? We gonna hold it down out here for y'all. And just pay for stuff straight up out the store till y'all come home and hold it down for us like we holding it down for y'all right now. So, shout out to y'all. Forgive me, I was parched. I don't know what I want to talk about now, man. There's just so many topics that I thought was good. Nah, I don't even want to talk about this shit no more. You understand? Also what I wanted to mention was, if y'all know anybody out there who got their own business, whoever they do hair, they got their own landscaping business, or They trying to get their own barbershop, they tattoo, whatever it is that they do, or if even if it's you, you can hit me up on Twitter, let me know what it is you do, and I can shout you out. I think I'm gonna shout about like two or three, or make sure I try to shout somebody out that's out here doing their thing. I just feel like it's important for, you know, that you be acknowledged if you're out here trying to make something happen on your own merit, you know. So, especially my black kings and queens out there, you know, it's always us above everybody else. So, yeah, man, if you know of anybody who has their own business or they trying to get off the ground and they just need some acknowledgement, they need some light, hit me up. I'll make sure I shout them out. Yeah, man, I make sure I continuously do it, too. It's not just going to be like a one-time shout-out. Like, I might shout-out Brittany's Cakes one time, and then, you know, after I get a few people out the way, I'll come back. You know, I just make sure I keep shouting y'all out, so make sure y'all hit me up on Twitter, or you can just leave your comments on here, the Anchor app, and let me know who you want me to shout-out and what they do, what's the name of their company or brand or whatever they trying to build. And, yeah, man, I make sure I try my best to support it in any way I can. Yeah, man. So, let's look. I don't know when I'm going to start that, though. I'll probably start it sometime next episode whenever I drop it again. We'll figure this shit out. But, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there to the people. I think it's important that we support each other. That's the problem. We don't got no support, you know. And I hate it. I hate that. And I hate, you know what I hate? I hate when, like, some of you motherfuckers, y'all got friends who have businesses. And you sorry ass friends always want the freebie or the discount. You motherfuckers is supposed to be paying the most. You supposed to be investing the most in, you know, helping her, your friend, get that business off the ground. But, and then y'all be the same ones want to talk shit about the quality of the business or the product when they don't want to give you the freebie or they want to give you that discount. Then you want to talk shit. Like, how you gonna talk? Maybe, you know what? Maybe their quality would be up to par, and maybe she would have had a bigger, better venue if your cheap, broke ass wasn't always asking for a discount and a freebie. You understand? So I just think we just gotta support each other better. You know what I'm saying? Every little thing counts. You don't have to like each other to support a cause. Yeah, man. So, yeah, make sure y'all do that. Make sure y'all comment and, hit me up and let me know what it is, who you have in mind, who you would recommend. Even if it's yourself, even if it's you, you can comment and let me know what it is you do, and I make sure to shout y'all out, all right? You know what I love the most about Trump being in office? I love how uncomfortable it's making other white people. You know, we know it's all the racist, you know, white people that love him being in office, who voted for him and put him in there. But I'm talking about the other white people who had like a different vision at first, and now it's gone completely awry from what they thought it would be. That's why I like seeing them people uncomfortable. You know why? Cause you motherfuckers, you couldn't wait for Obama to get up out of office. Y'all couldn't wait for him to get up out of y'all precious White House. Y'all couldn't wait for him and his beautiful black ass family to get away from y'all, and they wouldn't be in power, and y'all ain't have to do what the fuck they told y'all to do no more. Y'all couldn't wait. Y'all never wasted a fucking minute to let us know when Obama was fucking up, or when he didn't do something in a timely manner in which he was supposed to do it. Y'all couldn't wait to throw shit in our face when it came to Obama. And now you got this messy, old, racist, weird motherfucker in office who's fucking shit up, who don't give a fuck about this side, he don't give a fuck about that side, the only side he give a fuck about is his, and y'all don't like it, and now y'all all pissed off, and y'all don't want him out of here. I say we let these white people sit in their own shit for a while, you know what I'm saying? And why let Trump serve this term out, these 3 years, let him finish this term, and then we get somebody else in there. But for now, white people, y'all gotta sit in this for a while. You know what I'm saying? And I love it. I fucking love it. I love seeing y'all uncomfortable. I love seeing when shit go wrong for y'all, because, hey, You know, it's every day for us. So if I can thrive off white people and, you know, they're white people in power, you know, all fighting each other and you know, and all in disarray, then it makes my day, you know. So that's that. For the record, though, I don't think he's going to get impeached. I know some Democrats have came together and called for impeachment hearing. I don't think it's going to happen. I think all these allegations that they got against Trump right now, these are like small fire allegations, and they gonna find a way to put these shits out before it gets too crazy. Yeah, man, I just don't see him getting impeached. I just don't see it happening, and even if he did, I'm not sure that's like the best idea when we got that motherfucker Mike Pence who would be taking the lead. And you know what I'm saying? If that were to happen. And I'm going to be honest with you. This Mike Pence motherfucker, he scares me. He's serious. This floating fairy seriously scares me. Trump don't scare me because I know what he is. He lets you know what he is. It's in his walk. It's in his talk. It's in his demeanor. I know he is a racist, bigot, arrogant asshole. Mike Pence, I can't read him. I don't know him. It's just like you can't figure him out, and it's just that makes me uncomfortable to know that somebody like that can be in power. You understand? And you know, like you said, everybody is trying to get Trump up out of here, but let's think about it. You know, Trump really might be the lesser of the two evils. Do you really want somebody more destructive in there, in office, running things, just so you can have the one motherfucker who you just don't like, and then so you can say, well, at least that motherfucker ain't in office no more? I don't know, man. I think we need to be careful in what we wish for here, because to be honest, I think the fate of the world is doomed regardless of whose hands it is, whether it's Trump or Pence. It's pretty much fucking pick your poison at this point, so... Yeah, I don't know, man. Just pray for the fate of our fucking country, man. I'm about to just dig a fucking hole as deep as I can in the ground and just barricade myself in it. Long as I got some Pop-Tarts and Wi-Fi, you know, I feel like I should be able to survive. Fuck all these presidents, to be honest, man. You know, I deadass hate Facebook for this fucking live feature. That's the worst shit they ever could have done. I thought the poke feature was bad. This shit is horrible. Cause y'all don't even take regular pictures anymore. Y'all just go live and just stare at the camera for 30 minutes. That shit is weird. The first thing y'all do in the morning is go live. You know, like, we want to see you first thing in the morning. No, we don't want to see you. We don't want to see you, you know, do your dishes. We don't, you know, why aren't they done already? You know, I don't want to see you pre-cooking. You know, your plates are trash anyway. Like, you know, why? All y'all do is want to be seen. Y'all want to just be seen. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think any amount of attention is y'all popping. You get 10 likes on a post, you think you lit. You get 20, you think you're a star. You get anything over 30, and you think your opinion matters on Facebook. So now you just dropping posts all day, just saying a whole bunch of shit. So you can get, and that's another thing with you niggas that I hate. You niggas is always trying to go viral. All you niggas is people are fucking trolling just to have that viral moment. You know what I'm saying? That viral post, that viral video. Like, all you motherfuckers are weird. You niggas are really weird as fuck. Like, what? And then you niggas, half the shit y'all be saying and doing is just for shock value. That's not really who y'all are. Y'all just doing this shit for the reaction. And that's, I think that looks, I don't think y'all realize how corny that looks from afar. You know what I'm saying? I think it's all caught up in this
attention y'all get from the likes and the comments and the shares. Now, granted, I ain't talking about the people who use Facebook for entertainment, you know what I'm saying, who make their use of it and use it for the platform, you know, and I indulge in the bullshit, too. I like the fuckery I see on there sometimes. But you motherfuckers that be just trolling and you niggas is just doing and saying anything and you go live and then you niggas who just record yourself doing good deeds, you know, you want to record yourself, you know, with, you know, your man in the background documenting you giving Dunkin' Donuts to the homeless. That's the corniest shit in the world. You imagine being a homeless person and you ain't ate in 2 days and it's around the holidays, all the homeless shelters are stacked for the night, you gotta sleep out here in this fucking warm grate, you know what I'm saying, and then all of a sudden, you know, what looks to be a miracle, somebody's approaching you with a bag of McDonald's, and also his man is behind you with a bright ass light recording the whole thing, cause he about to put this shit on Facebook. So all his niggas and all his bitches could be like, oh my God, yo, you really gave a McMuffin to him. You are just, I don't know why I broke up with you. And you bitches fall in love all over again. Y'all you motherfuckers are weird. Y'all all retarded and y'all all need hugs and Jesus or whatever. Y'all all weird and y'all just need to fall the fuck back, man. Cause y'all just niggas making us all look bad out here. And that's all I got to say about that. But I'm about to wrap this shit up, man. Again, if y'all know anybody who has a business that they're trying to get off of ground, or they have a business that they've been running for some time now, and you just want to shout out, or you know them to have good service or whatever, or you just want to do it just because, even if it's you, let me know who they are and I'll shout them out. We make sure we'll acknowledge them and you know what I'm saying? Get them the proper shine they deserve. You know what I'm saying? We all got to support each other. You know what I'm saying? You know, because these white motherfuckers ain't gonna support us. You know what I'm saying? So we got to do it for each other. You know what I mean? So, yeah, this is the Fourth Ordinary Podcast, Episode 3. I'm signing out. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to everybody who's a part of Anchor. Yeah, man. That's it. Peace and love. And if you're the strongest one in your circle, you should probably get a new one. Yeah.